While species richness is the absolute number of species found within a certain area, it's important to know that it's only one component of species diversity. The other component is species evenness, a measure of relative species abundances. To explain, let's consider two communities that consist of three species. One is comprised of five individuals of a particular species, while another community has 20 individuals of a particular species. Five individuals of another species, and one individual in a third species. Both communities would have the same species richness, but the latter community would have a lower level of species evenness. Scientists often strive to understand both the species richness and evenness of the organisms that make up a natural community. Understanding both is important because an environmental biologist may want to know if a pond next to a power plant has lower species diversity than a similar pond in a less disturbed area. However, in order to make this comparison, we need a method for measuring diversity. One way of doing this is through the Shannon Diversity Index. Let's take a look at this now.